The dark mood was evident in the ad that was developed in January 1985, which was supposed to reprise the anti-IBM sentiment of the resonant 1984 ad. Unfortunately, there was a fundamental difference. The first ad had ended on a heroic, optimistic note, but the storyboards presented by Lee Clow and Jay Shiat for the new ad, titled Lemmings, showed dark-suited, blindfolded corporate managers marching off a cliff to their death. From the beginning, both Jobs and Scully were uneasy. It didn't seem as if it would convey a positive or glorious image of Apple, but instead would merely insult every manager who had bought an IBM. Jobs and Scully asked for other ideas, but the agency folks pushed back. "You guys didn't want to run 1984 last year," one of them said. According to Scully, Lee Clow added, "I will put my whole reputation, everything, on this commercial." When the filmed version, done by Ridley Scott's brother Tony, came in, the concept looked even worse. The mindless managers marching off the cliff were singing a funeral-paced version of the Snow White song, "Hi Ho, Hi Ho," and the dreary filmmaking made it even more depressing than the storyboards portended. "I can't believe you're going to insult business people across America by running that," Debbie Coleman yelled at Jobs when she saw the ad. At the marketing meetings, she stood up to make her point about how much she hated it. "I literally put a resignation letter on his desk. I wrote it on my Mac. I thought it was an affront to corporate managers. We were just beginning to get a toehold with desktop publishing."